Just after five last night, we brought you the news that all children between the ages of 4 and 7 will be given free school meals. John Walder from the Kent branch of the National Union of Teachers gave me his reaction moments after that announcement was made.
Well, it's caught me by surprise, I have to say, and it sounds very good on the face of it. I think we'll probably have to look at some detail, in particular, of course, how it's actually going to roll out in schools. We all know the problem of having jolly good school meals and the difficulty of getting kids to eat them.
Today, the move has been welcomed by Kent head teacher, with parents and caterers calling for the offer to be extended to all children in primary schools. Tucking into this story for BBC Radio Kent, Ben Croucher.
Around Kent today, thousands of kids will have been tucking into a nice hot meal at school. But whether it's lasagna in Liminge, chilli in Chilham or risotto in Ryosh, from next year, they'll be free for all.
Any family with small children facing a squeeze on their household budgets, if they're paying for school meals, will be £400 better off per child per year. A healthy hot meal at lunchtime sets up children for the afternoon. It gives children the ability to concentrate and do well in the classroom.
The Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg announced that £600 million would be invested during his speech to the Lib Dem conference in Glasgow. And Mrs Liz Bird, Executive Head of Athorn Elvington Community Primary School and Sibbetswold C of E Primary School in Shepherdswell, welcomed the investment.
Well, both of our schools have very good breakfast clubs. And sometimes children who have packed lunches have very small packed lunches. Mm. And probably if they could have a school meal, that would actually, as I said earlier, help them with their afternoon learning.
Welcoming the investment so long as it doesn't divert money from elsewhere in education.
I suppose my only concern is where the money is actually coming from, because if it's coming from our existing budgets in schools, that would be a serious concern. But I do understand that this is new money, so hopefully it will just enhance learning for all children.
But some people are hungry for more. Take Mum Loretta Holness, for example.
I was a bit disappointed that it was only infant children, because I think that some of the older children need it as well. And there's a lot of free school meals already in this school, but it doesn't mean that there are some families that might be earning that little bit more, that actually the children need the free school meals.
And Andrew Saunders from Independent Catering Management in Sevenoaks agrees the government could go further.
I would love it to see that the whole of the primary school was free. Although it is a cost for them to have a meal, parents, I think they genuinely want them to have a nutritious meal at lunchtime, so the more that benefit from it, I think the better.
But former head teacher Derry Wiltshire believes it's a waste of money.
I would have thought the way that the system works at the moment has worked pretty well. If it's not right, then maybe they should review that. But I think pouring a whole load of money into something is not the right time to do it.
The free meal scheme could save families around £400 a year, and all families will benefit. But is it fair to use taxpayers' money to help better-off families who can already afford to feed their children? David Laws is the schools minister.
4 in 10 youngsters who are living in poverty are not entitled to free school meals. Huge numbers of young people in middle-income families who are not entitled at the current time. And we will make sure, when the Chancellor of the Exchequer announces the ways in which this will be funded in the autumn statement, that it's funded in a sensible and progressive way.
It's important to note that these school meals are optional and parents must sign up if they wish their children to benefit from the initiative. Loretta and Gillian say it will make their lives easier.
You know that they're having a hot meal every day. So, I mean, my daughter doesn't have hot meals every day. She's having them Fridays, it's chip day. But it just means that when I go home from work, having been at work, I can give her a sandwich and a picky bit, because I know she's had a hot meal during the day.
Well, you're at work all day, isn't it? And then you know they've had a dinner, so it'd be a snack when they get home.
Just makes life that bit easier.
If you work.
Yeah.
This is Ben Croucher for BBC Radio Kent.